Obi-Wan stepped outside, leaving the sounds of the match behind him. He quickly contacted Jocasta Nu at the temple. I am sending you a list of senators. I need to know if there is any link among them.
There are many ways senators can be linked, Obi-Wan. Through sponsoring legislation, committees, subcommittees, special hearings, oversight subcommittees on special hearings.
I get the picture, Obi-Wan said. Just do the best you can, as quickly as you can. Can you also look into the ruling power and see if there's some connection with those senators?
Of course. I'll contact you as soon as I have information.
Obi-Wan thanked Jocasta Nu and cut the communication. If the betting were exposed, the senators involved would be drawn into a scandal. It would not matter if they were guilty or innocent. Their reputations would suffer. Was that the goal? An insider, Flea had said. He called up Bog's file on his datapad again. He flipped through the holographic files, remembering the notations on Uso Iso's screen. The bets had been placed on the Bowcaster skill contest, the obstacle course race, and the pod race, the same events that Arno Daring had on his datapad. Obi-Wan contacted Didi on his comlink. Have you found out where Flea is staying?
The Sleek Cruiser Inn on Grand User Street, room 2222. But let me assure you, my friend, this inn is no sleek cruiser, more like a garbage barge.
Just make sure Flea doesn't go off-planet, Obi-Wan told Didi. Contact me if he does. Obi-Wan tapped his finger on his comlink, planning his next move. It was time to call in the other Jedi teams. He activated his comlink and contacted Ciri. He filled her in on what he had discovered. It seems as though the ruling power could be behind this, he said. They might want to blackmail senators in order to gain power in the Senate, getting appointed to powerful posts. But we have no real proof, and we don't have much time. All three events are scheduled to take place this afternoon.
What do you need?
Ciri asked, getting to the point as quickly as possible, as she usually did. I have to pay a visit to Flea, and I'd like some company, Obi-Wan said. I think some additional Jedi presence is needed.
I'll be there, and I'll contact Rygol.
His comlink signaled. Anakin was calling. Obi-Wan answered.
Master, things have developed here. Sebulba has recognized me. Because of that, Deelan stepped in to avoid a fight and was injured. He cannot race. I offered to race in his place. Dobie and Deelan are trying to free their sister.
And is that your mission on Ysaron? To free Julla? Obi-Wan asked sternly.
No, but was it Qui-Gon's mission to free me? Must we follow a mission so exactly that we turn our backs on beings who need help? Every mission has a detour. You've told me that.
I've also told you that it is the mark of a Jedi to recognize whether or not to follow the detour.
Then I ask you to let me make this choice.
Obi-Wan pondered the problem. Have you learned anything else?
The pod race is scheduled to take place this afternoon at 3. A viewing area has been set up for spectators in the underground caves. Sebulba has placed enormous bets on his son to win. I think the best way I can find out how the race is fixed and who's behind it is to enter it myself.
All right, Obi-Wan said reluctantly. He would ask Ciri and Rygol to send Ferris and True to observe while Anakin piloted the pod racer. He could not be there with his Padawan, but he did not want Anakin to be alone.
I got it, Anakin crowed.
He tweaked the last screw to the energy binder plate.
We're set.
Whew,
Dobie said, pushing his goggles to the top of his head. Anakin jumped off the scaffold he'd used to work on the turbines. Suddenly, his smile dimmed. He spied Ferris and True threading their way toward him through a sea of pit droids and mechanics and pilots, the usual frenzy of a pit hangar before a race. He dodged a lubricant hose and went forward to meet them. True's head swiveled, taking in the excitement.
Strange if you think about it, he said to Anakin.
Anakin wiped his hands on a rag. What?
That pod races are so dangerous, but nobody looks scared.
There are beings who equate danger with pleasure, Ferris said, his eyes dark with disapproval. I'm not clear on why you are racing, Anakin. It's the best way to discover how the race is fixed, Anakin said. Ferris shifted his gaze to take in Dobian Deland and the pod racer, then scanned the rest of the hangar.
I see. Our masters have told us that it is possible that advanced knowledge of the track will be sent to one pod racer's nav computer seconds before it is given to the rest. Do you know which pod racer that is?
Hecula,
Anakin said. The Doug, the third pod racer down on the left.
You know this for sure?
It's a guess, Anakin admitted. Do you know when and how the information will be transmitted to the nav computers?
At the start of the race, and then at 3-minute intervals, Anakin said.
Who is the timekeeper?
True asked.
Do you think he's the one who will transmit the information?
Anakin nodded. A race referee. The computer system is already in place. Daring has already designed the program. This person will just follow instructions.
Ferris frowned.
Isn't there any way to tell whoever's in charge of the race what's going on? Surely it would be better to simply cancel the race. Did you think of that?
I'm sure Anakin thought of it, True said. But we can't be sure who knows that the program is a cheat. Whoever it is could alter it with a keystroke, and we'd never know who was behind it. Or why?
Maybe there's still some way to find out, Ferris said. True and I will investigate.
True hung back as Ferris walked off.
He's just being careful, he told Anakin.
Anakin's teeth gritted. Is that what you call it?
True studied him for a moment.
I feel some darkness from you, Anakin. Your enemy is here, but Sebulba cannot hurt you anymore. Remember, Jedi do not have enemies.
I just want to win, Anakin said.